I gotta tell a quick little story about that last song. I have a 3-year-old son, and he's a very, like, boyish little boy. He just gets and fusses and fights all the time. But he's noticed that his mommy changes her hair purple a lot. And then last year, I became obsessed with Edgar Allan Poe in a really extreme way. And I cut my hair and I dyed my hair black and I shaved my beard and I dyed my mustache and eyebrows.
I started wearing ascots.
And my children jumped in the bed one day and they said, "Daddy, what did you do? Who are you?" And I opened up a little book and I said, "I'm Edgar." So anyways, my son yesterday said he wants to dye his hair rainbow. And I was kind of like, "Oh yeah, sure you will." And he goes, "No." And he goes, "I know what to do, Daddy. I'll get the different dyes and I'll get the paintbrushes and I'll just paint." And he knew exactly the whole process, with the plastic on top and everything. So it's gonna happen. But anyways, this is a song that I wrote about Edgar Allan Poe and his wife, Virginia Poe. "Oh, Virginia, I can't take it anymore. I hear you coughing on your deathbed in the room next door. I drank me off the table and I wound up on the floor. When I asked when I would see you, quote the raven, nevermore. Happiness we had constantly leaves me haunted. I'm wandering the streets, drunk and worn and wanting you. Oh, Virginia, I don't know what to do. I've been sleeping by your gravestone, all curled up next to you. I spent the $14 they gave me for the poem that I wrote about you dying, and now I want you to come home. The happiness we had taunts and leaves me haunted. I wander in the streets, drunk and worn and wanting you.
Virginia.